God bless you, brother. God bless you. Good morning. I tell you, it's been a blessing already, the singing and everything, the preaching. Amen. I tell you what, folks, this is a fine day. That's a perfect song to sing this morning. It's a fine day. You know, you could have not woke up this morning. The Lord might have come back this morning. And I've always thought about that a lot as long as I've been saved. And I wonder what the Lord is going to catch me doing when He does come back. I wonder what I'm going to be doing. Whether I'm going to be singing like these ladies are doing this morning, and men, or am I going to be doing something I want to do, or am I going to be doing something that He wants me to do? Amen. I want to be found doing what God's called me to do when He comes back. Amen. Amen. But I tell you what, folks, the Lord's enabled us to go to a foreign land and work, and I can't explain it to you. I certainly didn't deserve it like a preacher preached this morning. I don't deserve anything except to be in hell with my back broke, what I deserve. But by the blood of Jesus Christ, it's different this morning, amen? It's different. When He sees me, He sees the blood, doesn't He, amen? Tell you what, I thank God for that this morning, and I want to show what we're doing. We're building church with national pastors in Mexico. It's my wife, Sandra, and my son, Preston. And I appreciate you letting us come this morning as a church body. And let me show what God's done in a short period of time, amen? Is that going to be too big, or is that going to be all right? Is that pretty big? Can everybody see that? If I get out of the way. All right. Amen. Now, the ministry of establishing New Testament Baptist Church is about what? It's about people, isn't it? It's about people. Without people, you don't have a church, do you? And you know what, folks? If we don't go out and get the folks in this church, you know what's going to happen? This church is going to go away. It's our responsibility as Christians and saints of God to go out and bring them in. Amen? I mean, I guarantee you, just on this road you live on, right? This church, the church is on right here. I guarantee you, within 2 miles, I guarantee you'll find somebody that's never heard the gospel. I guarantee you. What a mission field right here. This park we're staying, this beautiful park y'all put us in up here. What a mission field. What a mission field. Just go camper to camper and witnessing to folks, handing out golf tracts. What a ministry that you have right here, amen? There's probably 50 young folks down here in these tents this morning, amen? 50 teenagers. What a ministry, amen? Be a blessing to go out and win somebody for the cause of Christ. Even just one person, it's one person be worth your whole life, wouldn't it? Amen? This church can continue on for the cause of Christ, see people say. That's what we're doing in Mexico. Sunrise Baptist Church Ministries consists of serving the Lord on both sides of the border, Zapata, Texas, where we live, and our housing facility are where you can come and see us, and also in Mexico. And also we have churches in Tamaulipas, Coahuila, San Luis Potosí, Nuevo León, and in Veracruz. And God's opened up more areas. Amen. This is a little colonia outside of Nuevo Laredo. We hand out tracts and we hand out Bibles. But this is what the ministry is all about. It's about people. Amen. It's about lost folks who need to hear the gospel. Our new works right now, where I told your pastor last night, we have establishing churches, Bible institutes, new church projects, finished church in Panuco, Veracruz, also two new churches in Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas, and also in Iglesia Bautista de la Gracia in Villas, and also Dr. Arroyo, Nuevo León. This church right here, we already have the check waiting on us back in September when we get back. Brother Sammy Walker, I'll tell you about him in a little while. He's already got that for us. Also in San Luis Potosí, Beatista, and also the home of Brother Alvarado family in the garage in Lodgefield there in Zapata, Texas. But there's a lot going on, amen? There's a lot going on. This is my family here. Is we serve there in Zapata and Mexico. Tells a little bit about our work there, and his presence was a lot shorter then. Tells a little bit about our work and when we got saved. We were married and saved the same, almost a few months after each other. And been serving the Lord ever since. The first church we established is Iglesia Bautista Alba del Sol, which is the Rising of the Sun or Sunrise Baptist Church. Here's the pastor, Brother Angel. This pastor right here has five ministries in his church there, working outside the church there in his ministry. Here we are with Brother Angel there working with the church. There you go. We also have a Bible Institute there. We have 7 lost are we found at First Church. Show you the Bible Institute as it gets built, as it's getting it built there. Now they have the Christian school downstairs. We have a child support program here. Also a Bible Institute and also a lodging facility for groups that want to come and visit. And now, me and my wife does all this block work by herself, right? Wrong. All the people come down to help. This is the dormitory and the Bible Institute there at the First Church. Getting it built. All this money's come from New Testament Baptist Church in the United States. If it wasn't for our support, we couldn't get the job done. Amen? Here's a church group coming down, a finished product there. Bible Institute, Colegio Cristiano, Alberto Sol, Sunrise Christian College there and school. This is also downstairs. We have a sponsored child program. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. We also have a Faith Kitchen. This Faith Kitchen, now folks, listen, it's real good. These kids here, we had a little over 100 kids when we found this kitchen here. And we feed about 125 people a day in this kitchen here. And it's founded by a church over in Marion. They support it. But these kids were coming to school we have, and they were going to sleep on the desk. And the ladies couldn't figure out what was going on. So we started researching it. These kids were only eating 2 meals a week. Anybody in here ever went to their cabinets? I mean, actually ever went to their cabinets and not found any food? Raise your hand. Me either. I've never. I mean, you might have to go to the store and buy something to get a meal going. But, I mean, you can find something, beans or something in your house to eat, can't you? I mean, you can find something. It's not that way in Mexico. They buy every day what they have to eat. Every day, that's all they have. And this is some of the, going fast. Some of the presents are going out in the school there. And it's going really fast. It's going too fast. I can't talk that fast. I can't even think that fast. This is, you have to slow it down. This is some of the, well. This is some of the ladies here we support in the school. Now, these ladies right here now are teachers in school with my wife, and we support those also. I was telling you, pastor, last night, we support the pastor we established for a couple of years, and also we support the school teachers there, and that's 3 of the school teachers there in the school there in the church at Alberto Sol. The sponsorship program situation I was telling you about. We have a lot of Christmas gifts we give out at Christmas. And this past year, I think wrapped about 2,500 gifts at Christmas. And Christmas time, ladies, or if y'all want to come down to help, it's a great time to come and help. It's good and cool, and you can wrap gifts so you get tired of looking at tape and paper, okay? But this is a sponsored child's program I was telling you about. Now, $1, listen to me, folks, $1 a day will sponsor one of these children in Mexico. $1. $360 a year will sponsor a child in school for the whole year. That's pencils and all their materials. That's the outfit, their outfits for them, and also see them get an education. You know, one Pepsi or one Coke you can do without a day would sponsor a child and get them saved in Mexico and hear the gospel. Amen? This is a graduation there at Alberto Sol. This is the First Church. Now, I haven't even left that yet. We're still in the First Church here. This is a graduation a couple years ago. A nice day in there, outside there, and the graduation is about 117 in the shade. It's a nice little cool day there. You see the graduation, the Alberto Sol. The kids love their education, the parents. Had about 500 to 600 people come out there for the graduation. People are handing out putting a little ring on the children's hands there. This is a child support program. If you're interested in this, after this church, get with my wife or us, and we'll be glad to go over that with you. It's real simple. And every dime that goes to this goes in that school. Every penny, every dime. Amen? And then you can come down there and visit and check on it and hug their neck and see all about it. Amen? That's the best part. All right, let's get into Mexico. Jesus Christ in Fortaleza is another church established for Brother Ismael Viches in a little town called, a little colonia, Poncho Villa. He's doing a great work there. It's about 60,000 people in this colonia here, which colonia was like a little township in El Dorado, inside the church. We do have nice pews in all the churches, but donated people, folks here in the area. And I know Brother Ricky Gibson over Mission has just donated a load of pews for us. We'll be picking those up 2 weeks from now. I'll be putting them in the warehouse. This is a church here. It's Brother Ismael Viches, one of the youngest pastors we have, preaching the gospel. That means Jesus Christ is my fortress. They're also praying about the purchase of the land next door there. This is, you see, Brother Ismael and my son there. This is Brother Ismael. This van you see behind him was one of the donated vans that was given to us. We need vehicles, folks. If you've got a vehicle sitting around and you don't use anymore, send it to the mission field. I'll write down it's tax deductible. I've got a tax number. And I'll send it down there to one of those pastors and they can put it to work and go back and forth to church and get out and visit any of them. Amen. Here's another van donated to us. We was able to give it to another church. This is another church. It makes about Bautista Buenos Nuevas, which is Good News Baptist Church. Brother Alfredo Reyes is a pastor here doing a great work. He's also fixing to leave to go back in the mountains. Here's some of the people in the church there. We're going to lose Brother Alfredo. He's going back in the mountains to preach to the Indians in his area where he came from. And we're going to put another pastor here, but we're going to pick up another mission. Amen? Down in the mountains. He does speak the Indian dialect also in Spanish, and I don't understand nothing he says in that dialect. Once in a while you'll hear a word, but it's very different, the dialect. It's between Mayan and the Spanish. And that's taken. Here's a mission conference there in that church. Now listen to me, folks. These folks make less than $45 a week. $45 a week is what they make a week. And they support every church that we establish. They sponsor missionaries all over the world. Now think about that a minute. Not only are we winning folks in these churches, but they're sponsoring missionaries in Israel, Spanish pastors in Israel, the Ukraine, Russia. They're coming out of these churches and going and preaching the gospel all over the world. And even here. Even coming back here. We're fixing to send some over with Brother Owens over in Fort Stockton. You already support. We're fixing to help him start establishing works too. Here's Brother Orta down in Panuco, Veracruz. This is the headquarters for witchcraft, folks, in Mexico. This is where they have their national witchcraft convention in Panuco, Veracruz. And this is where we're establishing churches, and I like it. Amen? I like it. Brother Orta's been there now. He's one of the older pastors. Been there almost 10 years now. Him and his wife doing a great work. Have three churches there. This is the first church at Lighthouse Baptist Church, which is El Faro. Luis Bautista El Faro. You see it just in a second here. Here's the church here. He also has new pews now. We've been able to get him new pews down. This is a Lighthouse Baptist Church there in the area. Also was able to, the picture you just seen go by there, he also was able to get his roof put back on his house. They had a typhoon down there on the Gulf Coast and it blew the roof off his house. And we were able to go down there and form it up with plywood. I was telling the pastor about it and pour him a concrete roof on his house there and two layers of rebar. And it's going to stay on there now. Amen. When the floods come and the winds come, it'll be there. We also was able to build two more rooms on his house. The church donated him funds for that. We were able to do that for him. Give him a nice place to sleep as he's doing the work. He's also on our missions committee there in Mexico, Brother Orta. He's like a little Benny Rooster, amen? He is. He's a preacher now, I'm telling you. That property, that money there was donated for his house, to fix his house and all the repairs there on his area. Also worked on his church. Another church there, down in Piedras Negras, Coahuila, Mexico. Now this church here, Brother Ricardo Reyes, already had a little house that was donated to him. So what we did, we went in there. It got too small. It was a little house about 15 by 24. He was having church services in that thing. So he knocked out both ends and knocked out the walls and went up two-story with it and was able to build him a nice little place out of that property there. Now we'll show you that just in a second. Here's what it looked like when he first started there. Both sides, we tore the wall out of one of the bedrooms there. We could have both sides for church services. And it's very, very small. But he's doing a good work. He also teaches in a Bible school in San Pedro. Here we are down there getting ready to get started. Checking out the work. He works full-time with the ministry now. And how you get the work done? You come down and help. Amen? You come and help. Help! Did anybody eat this morning? They're slow. They're about to sleep this morning, brother. Here we are trying to get the building built this morning on the building, trying to figure out how to get that thing going. We had a church group from North Carolina and also from over in Newland, North Carolina, and also from South Carolina. Then are helping us get all that work done. Everybody poured in the roof and all that. Now, how do you think we get all this money? We're just multimillionaires, right? Wrong. It comes from y'all. Amen? By faith. Churches in the United States fund this situation. That's how we get these churches built. Filled by faith and by the burden of, that God sends upon their heart. Get this. Here's a second story I've shown you now. We're even getting the pews in the building. This is where we got the one wall built, tore out. We've got it all. Here's the downstairs now. And I also have us upstairs in the second story and also next door. Yeah, we'll start another Christian school here in this church. Brother Ricardo wants to start a school. And here's my wife and some of the girls out going door to door and handing out tracts and witnessing. And here's the church there, some of the kids there and the people in the church. Brother Ricardo Reyes is doing good work. Gospel Light Baptist Church, La Luz de Evangelio. Okay? In Coahuila, Mexico. Okay, there's another work also. This is in San Luis Potosí. This is about 12 to 13 hours in the interior from the border. This property here was donated to us. It's a beautiful place. I really enjoyed working down there in that area. 10,000-foot mountains all around you, and then we're down in the valley. And 40-foot cactus is growing off the floor. You've seen those in all these westerns, you know, that's where they... This is the same area. Some of the men went down to help us clear the property off and get the church built. All that was a machete in one day, clearing that property off, getting ready for church. Amen. This lady right here in a wheelchair donated the property for that church. She was paying those kids in the area a peso a day to hand out gospel tracts. They'd come by their house to pick up their peso, and she'd give them a pack of gospel tracts and hand them out for her. She's not able to walk. That's probably less than a dime. That's 9 cents, I guess, 8 cents. This is San Luis there. We were able to get that thing framed up. We poured 30 yards of concrete in a hole in that day and formed the footers and poured the column for that building. And we came back with the adobe blocks and laid that in about 2 weeks. We done that in about 2 weeks. We had to come back a couple weeks later and bring the materials for the roof. We got all formed up. Ain't that a pretty place? No churches, folks, in the area, nowhere, none. 27,000 people in Bocas, San Luis, not one church nowhere to hear the gospel. We announced having a church. Here we are getting a roof on it. We announced having a church about a week and a half, and we went out witnessing. And I want to show you what happened in 1 week and a half, folks, going door to door. We also sent down a bunch of poplar wood and stuff to make pews. We didn't have pews. That's Brother Ronaldo and some of these people there. Brother Ronaldo also has another church, a little mission church we're trying to build. I'll show you that in a minute. Tell you about it. 68 people came to church service, folks. We announced it in 1 week and a half. 8 folks got saved by the glory of God, the first service. Amen. Never heard the gospel. Amen. Setting on planks and blocks or whatever he had to do. And here's Brother Ronaldo coming down to our site there in Zapata to pick up some more pews for his church and that same church there. Also, Brother Ronaldo has another church in Villarista. We're trying to raise money. We only like about $5,000 having that whole church built. Amen? And that's probably on our list. Yeah, Villarista, about the fifth one down there, San Luis Potosí. And I was telling you, Pastor, last night about that. We only like about $5,000 on one church and about $4,000 on another one. Listen to me, folks. For $10,000, folks, we can buy property and build a 2-story church in Mexico, 30 foot by 40 foot, about for $10,000. That's unheard of, isn't it? Well, a permit costs that here, doesn't it? Get an architect and a permit. Yeah, but guess what? I have no permits. I have nobody comes and checks how we build it. Amen? The Lord says do it, and that's what we do. We do it. Amen? Isn't that a blessing? We also have churches in Panuco, Veracruz. It's another mission outside Tempoal. This church here got washed out. This is where it started, in a little church there, a little mission. About 75 people in a little place, and this is what happened a few months later. They had a flood there in the Gulf, and the Panuco River came up and flooded the whole area. We lost that church, but you know what? God provided a place. We built another church, a block one this time. Here we are down taking beans and stuff down to Brother Orta and his mission there. Took down about 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of beans and rice and clothes, and in 2 hours, we set up an area in 2 hours That was all gone. Every bit of that. All the food and all the clothes we took down was gone. This is a new church now we're able to build in Pimpwall there. This is where I told your pastor about a witch's son getting saved. Last time I was down there taking flashlights, we have professing witches in the area. And the son, one of the sons have been coming a couple of times. And I've actually been witnessing to his mom, too. She wears her garb and does incantations and stuff. And the week I was there, he got saved. Amen. He flopped around on the floor like a fish. Now, he jumped up and screamed, he got saved. And the pastors went right behind him running around him. Man, it's tickled to death. Brother Orta. These flashlights right here, folks. All these folks right here come to church and hand out 150 flashlights. They turn the power off in this colonia, folks. Listen to me. They turn the power off at 8 o'clock at night because they only can provide so much power. And a lot of these folks have to leave early from church because they can't see to get home and there's no light. So they're afraid to get, there's a lot of snakes in the area. So I was able to take flashlights down and give them out so they can stay for church service and not leave till it's over. Amen. They have big machetes on their side. The men carry machetes with straps on their side, the big heavy machetes. And this is a very isolated area down in Panuco, down in Pimpwall, Veracruz. It's about an hour from the Gulf Coast. What we did, we worked hard all day to about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we went to the Gulf and caught some small minnows to eat for supper. Amen. Yeah. Oh, the batteries. I also took down this. All these flashlights were donated to churches in the area here in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we took down two sets of batteries for every flashlight. Had all different kind of flashlights. One you shake, and some of them had to have batteries. And Brother Orta said, "Okay, folks." He said, "You come 1 month faithfully, you get another set of batteries. If you come 2 months faithfully, you get the other set of batteries." And I said, "Well, he'd be a good Walmart commercial, wouldn't he?" Amen. He's full-blooded Baptist, ain't he? Amen. Brother Orts can stand flat-footed and turn a flip and land right back in the same place where he started. It's like a little banny rooster, amen? He is. This is another church in Dr. Royal, Nuevo León. We have the property. We have the money for this church. All church has already donated the money for this church. This man here is down in Dr. Royal. And he was having church services outside his rented house. He's having 125 people coming, and he has two tarps in front of his house. That's where the church is, preaching the gospel. And I met over 30 families that have been saved since he's been there in the last year, about 2 years. And we're going to go down. This is the property. We're going to be building a church here. Probably in October, November, we'll be there working on this property for Brother Gonzalo. And I'm excited to have this man now in Sunrise Ministry. He's going to be a real blessing. And he's a hard worker, amen? He's a hard worker. He gets out and witnesses and gets out and preaches the gospel to folks. Y'all pray for this church. This is probably going to be a huge church in Dr. Royal. This is another pastor. This is brand new work. We haven't got any monies on it yet. This is the brother Eduardo and down there in New Laredo. He's going to be a great work also. He's a real smart man. He's having churches right now in his house where he's renting a little house. A real cramped area. We were looking at this property here, but they didn't want too much money for the property. It's already built, and we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to go outside the city limits and build a... Here we are with Brother Eduardo. But we'll be working on that property. The property there in Nuevo Laredo is very expensive in the city. This is another new pastor. This is Brother Vicente. He's with Brother Angel. He's already having church services there in a little house, there in a little mission outside of the... He's working through Albert Lasalle right now. He's staying with the pastor right now for about a year. Since he gets done, we'll be building a church for him also. He's teaching me proper Spanish, and I'm teaching him in English. He wants to learn English, so he's helping my Spanish, and I'm helping his English. Amen. He speaks like a hillbilly, too. Yeah, I can't get that out of you. Never leaves. Amen. We also have Bible Institute, folks. We have three Bible institutes we're working with. This is a church we're also working with. This is one of the largest churches. This is there at Philadelphia Baptist Church. They run about 400 or so. And they also have a Bible institute there. And both of our pastors is Bible Institute, Brother Jose Alvarado on the outside, and my brain went out. Brother Alfredo Reyes. Yeah, sorry. But there's a lot going on, folks. A lot going on. All the pews in this church here was also donated by a church in South Carolina. And he needed 20-foot and 16-foot pews, 53 of them. Guess how many we got? 53. Guess what size they were? Yes, sir. We had one pew. We put them down there. We had one pew is out of place. And he put it up in the front behind the pulpit. And it worked perfectly up there. So it's amazing, isn't it? These are also two other places, new places. This is in Tuxpan. And the other place went by there real fast is in Naranjos. You seen? Things flying this morning. Amen. You must have 400 amp power around here. Yeah. But a lot of things are going on. We also have a warehouse. We had to build a warehouse in Zapata, Texas, and a mission. We also have a mission house there to house a mission group. Listen to me, folks. We have 20 or better groups a year that come to visit with us. We need you to come and see us. If you've never been on the mission field, you need to come and visit with us. We have a real nice place for you to stay. I'll show you in just a second. But this is the warehouse there. We have our place. We built a pole building and used some of our donated materials to stockpile the materials going into Mexico. I also have a lot of truckers that come down and bring us stuff from over Asheboro and Greensboro. This is all the pews I was telling you about. We unloaded them out real quick and then went right back out again to the Philadelphia Baptist Church, which there they are right there. We also get a lot of food and stuff going on there in their warehouse, beans and all kinds of stuff donated. School supplies. Listen to me, folks. We need all the school supplies we can get our hands on. I mean hundreds of composition books and pencils, anything you can do. We need all we can get our hands on. This is a warehouse we got built there in the back, all by funds and contributions from churches that stockpile the materials. This is a mission house we have in Zapata where you can stay. We can house now about 50 people or so. This house here, our house 23, it's a full-size house with nice appliances. We have a lot of bunk beds in there and three bathrooms. Real nice bathrooms. There's a bathroom, even a jacuzzi in the back if you've got sore muscles, you work too hard. This is some of the RVers come down every year and help us. We have RV hookups also. People want to come down and help us. They stay about 2 or 3 months a year. And that was the extra garage we just built. It's faded out. Just got this built this year also. It's a garage apartment. This will also sleep 14 people right beside our house. We had a group down from North Hazelwood and a lot of other groups come down and help us with that. And the group from over at Lighthouse over in Asheville come down and help us get that built. We have a places enough now for about 50 people. We could probably house everybody that's in here today if you want to come. Amen. This is our coordinator for our materials, Brother Kevin Langley from over Asheboro. He gets a lot of materials for us. Amen. He works for Duke Power. Here we are unloading the stuff. I borrowed the forklift from next door. It's a hardware there. He had never even used this before. He just got this thing on the fork. Just got it in on a transfer truck. And I went over and borrowed it. He hadn't even used it yet. So we got to break it in for him. He thought about it for a while before he said yes. This is also a building we got built this past year for a school. We had an AC Christian school there on the property there in Zapata. 1 through 5, 5th grade and also 6 through 12th there in Zapata. Sammy Walker is also a field representative from over in Wilkesboro. He's also raising the money for us. You see him in the red hat here. He comes down every quarter and checks in with us and sees what's going on. And he's with the mission. He's with the mission board there over in Wilkesboro. He works with Sunrise Baptist Church Ministries now full time. And that's a polar bear in a snowstorm. Yeah, it done wore it out now, ain't it? This is some of the groups coming out. This is over at Old Savannah. Brother David, some of his ladies came down to stay with my wife, and they had done a lot of work. Now listen, folks. Now what do y'all want to do? What would y'all like to do? Y'all want to come and help? Y'all want to come and visit? Y'all want to fund the church? What would you like to do? What's God put on your heart this morning? What would you like to do? Here's some of the groups that's coming down to help us, that help us do the work. Some more is my home church are coming to help us put that building up. Always windows and doors, folks, and all this material. Most all this material has been donated to the ministry. Here's Brother Dr. Scroggins. He comes from Arkansas every year and comes down and helps. And tell you what, he works about 3 or 4 days and sees over 150 patients a day. We take him from church to church, and he's a real blessing to us. And he's also a big sponsor supporter of our ministry. This is a couple right here from up north. This is our Yankee couple that comes down every year. They laugh how I speak, and now I laugh about how they speak. Amen. But he can about build anything. This is another RVers come down from over in Ashboro, Burlington area. Come down. So what do y'all want to do? I'm leaving in September. Y'all want to go back and help? Amen. We're about 24 hours away. That's about 24 hours from right here. 40 or highway. You can come down Highway 10 and go across. Highway 10 is the prettiest. But I tell you what, folks. I need some help, folks. I need your help. I need your help witnessing these folks and winning these folks for Christ. I need your help. And tell you what, are these little kids, you think they're worth getting education and getting saved? Amen? Yeah. The school at Albert O'Soul, if we won 15 families through that Christian school and they're joining the church. Not just getting saved, they've joined the church. Amen? Not just witness to them, but disciple them. Amen? So they can go out and do what we're doing. Amen? You see, there's just a lot of random pictures there. Any questions about anything at all? I know we went real fast. Any questions about our ministry, about the churches or about our work or visiting or anything? No questions?
What is your main job?
Well, I have a lot of hats. Amen? My main job is establishing churches with national pastors. That's my job. It's to get these churches built with these national pastors. And I'm the president of Sunrise Ministries, of course, and of the missionary over the ministry. But as far as one job, I don't have just one job. I have a lot of jobs. Getting materials to the pastors, to getting the churches built for the pastors, training the pastors, getting the school started. We have a lot of stuff that we do for our ministries and the ministries in our ministries. I really don't have one job. I have a lot of jobs. I have a lot of jobs. I guess if I condensed everything down in one thing to explain, I guess it's just a church planner. Just a church planner. Well, we have 13 right now. I have 13 right now I'm not able to show you all of them. We don't have the time. But total right now with the missions out of the church and everything, there's about 19 right now that we've helped get going from the ground to the mission office work. And our goal is 100 New Testament Baptist churches in Mexico. That's our goal. We've come in contact with Brother Scott Owens. I already support him. And we got broke down in Fort Stockton on the way up here. And we went up north to come in here, and had some church services up there. And now Brother Scott's also come in with us, and I'm going to try to help him also establish churches around his church, about four or five, with national pastors, Spanish-speaking pastors. So we're just going to group up with him and work with him also. So I'm also going to help him build his house. He's fixing to build a house, and we'll donate all the materials for his house. His house he has is all eaten up with termites, and the floor sunk, and the roof's fallen in. Down there where he's got a house, where we're going to help him build a house also this winter. So it's amazing how God just put all that together, isn't it? We're only about 6.5 hours from Scott and Sabata. So y'all pray for that junction too. We're going to try to do a great work and also be working in West Texas also there with him. Just some of the ladies at the church. Any more questions about anything at all?
Do you actually
live in Mexico? Yes, we have a house in Zapata, Texas, where our lodging facilities are. We stay in Mexico about 2 months, 2 weeks a month, and we're in Zapata about 2 weeks. Depends on what's going on at the time. I'm in and out of Mexico about every day. She's in and out of Mexico every day. And since we've no longer having, this was a school before. We had a Christian school there in Zapata, and we no longer have enough help to operate that, plus do our work too. So we've had to close the school, but we're going to open another school there in Piedras Negras where the other pastor is. But we stay in Mexico most of the time. We're in Zapata sometime, depending on what the situation is. Yeah, but we do have a house in Zapata, Texas, which is right on the border. But I'm all over the place. I don't even know where my home is, to be honest with you.
Is that of course.
Sir, no. Zapata is right on the border and on the United States side. It's about 50 miles below Laredo. And I'm about From the apartment there, you can see the Mexican mountains, and the Rio Grande is about 2 miles from where we live. You could walk from the river and go into Mexico within 30 minutes probably from where we live. But we have to drive down the border and cross. This lady's right here now come down from Old Savannah. They had a hair clinic. They done about 75 hair, cut about 75 heads of hair. The lady's come down to help my wife. That's what they were doing in that picture there, washing and doing people. But we live, our house is in Zapata, which is in Texas, Zapata, Texas. But our ministry is in Mexico and, you know, wherever else we are. Yes, sir. Wherever church needs to be established, that's what we do. It's in North Hazelwood right there. I don't know if you know any of those guys. The Plymouth boys. Yeah, it's moving fast, ain't it? Ha ha, I told you. Thank you, brother.
Why don't you share specific burdens that you come here with as far as the vehicles and the churches to establish and what God's
going to do? Okay. His mission, our ministry here this time is to come in. Our support level is good as far as we've been in the ministry for 16 years now. But what we do is we support the pastors for 2 years, the national pastor, $50 a week. And what we try to do is if anybody would like to support us and we could put the money in the pastor, it'd be great. If you'd like to donate a vehicle, we'd take it down there to the pastor. We have, how many vehicles we have? Donated three or four? I think four. We're trying to raise 6 vehicles while we're here, good vehicles to take the pastor to be able to drive. Doesn't have to be nothing fancy, you know, just something they can drive and get back and forth to church. But we're trying to get that also. We're also trying to raise support for the pastors to be able to work without having to work a public job and to do the pastoring. That way the churches can grow fast. Amen? But our goal right now is to raise money for these churches. I told your pastor, We just like $5,000 on one church and $4,000 on another one, having all three of the churches enough funding to get all of them done. That's just $9,000. That's all we like. Amen? Try to get the work done. And that'll build 3 more churches between now and the first of the year. That'll put us close to 20 churches before the first of the year. I tell you, folks, we don't have a lot of time. I've asked the Lord to give us 100 churches before He came back. We're going to have to hurry. We're going to have to get with it. Amen? We need your help. I tell you what, folks, you'll never outgive God. You'll never. The best time to give is when you don't have. That's ironic from our brain. We think we have to have a whole lot to give. That's not what the Bible teaches. We should give. We shouldn't give out of abundance. We should give because of need. And let God provide the rest. He'll give it back. You'll never outgive the Lord. Never. He'll give over and above what you can even think of. Amen. And then a little bit more on the side. A little bit of chocolate pie on the side. Amen. And then another piece too. Make you fat and sassy. Amen. Isn't that what it says? Yes, sir. But you'll never live out God. Never outgive God. Amen. Did I answer everything you asked? Did I say? About the funding of the churches and the vehicles.
Why don't you explain what's needed from an individual's aspect as far as being able to go to the next one?
Well, it's good. If you have a visa, it's good to have the visas. The passport's the best, to have a passport to come back to the United States. But right now, we just found that online that they have extended the situation where you can have a certified copy of a birth certificate. You can have a certified copy of a birth certificate and your driver's license. You can get back in the United States till June of 2009. After June of 2009, you have to have a passport to get back in the United States. They can hold you up to 8 hours before you get back in. If you come back to the United States to the border and you don't have your passport, they can't hold you up to 8 hours to prove who you are. So it's best just to get a passport. And, you know, you can go with a certified copy of birth certificate and a driver's license, but we went ahead and got our passports. And I tell you, the border right now is so squirrely. They don't know. They change everything from week to week and month to month. And you know how our federal government is. And, of course, nobody know how straight, you know, they don't have a clue what they're doing right now, to be honest with you. And it's going to be a big mess when they finally put their foot down and say, this is it. It's going to be a major problem on the borders. I'm telling you. It's going to be major problems. Because there's thousands and thousands of Mexicans being shipped back into Mexico, believe it or not. I mean, we see them every day. When we cross, there's busloads of them. They're picking up and carrying it back into Mexico. And our pastors do teach the Mexican people to do things legally. Don't do things illegally. If you come over here, you have papers, you have the proper stuff, you come over here legally, not illegally. That's the Bible says to do things what? And we're supposed to obey the laws of the land, aren't we? That's what the pastors are teaching those people of our Mexico. If they're coming over here illegally, they're in sin. Amen? Our pastor did not teach Mexicans to do that. That's illegal. I know they have to feed their family, but do it legal. Just get your papers and do it legal. Amen? But the nearest airport's in Laredo. It's 50 minutes from my house in Zapata. I can pick you up there. You can fly right into Laredo. I can pick you up and go right across in wherever we're going to be working at the time. And most of the places down in Veracruz or San Luis are about 12 hours, 13 hours in the interior. So usually when I go down there, we usually stay. The reason we got this camper, your pastor just seen here lately. The reason he's got this camper that we can drive is we can stay now for weeks at a time without having to run back and forth to school and stuff. We can stay until we get the work done. What we do is when we get the money for the church, we don't give the pastor all that money at one time. We just give we take the money in pieces. We take like $1,000 or $1,200 to the footers. We take the money to buy the blocks. That way it doesn't put a stumbling block up to anybody. You know, you give somebody $8,000 or $10,000 to do, and he doesn't have anything in his pocket. It's sort of a bad situation. So we try to be good stewards of what God's given us, and we try to be careful how we do the situations, and everything's secure. And also, the churches are all registered. The churches are all registered in the church's name, where nobody can take the property's name. Amen. Yeah. Not much. Sometimes they try to block the paperwork, trying to buy a property. That's about all they can do. Just the devout Catholics give us problems. Most of the Catholics are just Catholic because their grandma was Catholic, you know. They go to church, you know, twice a year and confess their sins and go home and get drunk with the priest. Most of them drink with the priest, and the priest gets drunk too with the petitioners. So they're in trouble, aren't they? We're going to have a lot of work to do. Lots of work. There's lots of things. The time frame. Yeah. We have things to do I'm glad you mentioned, we have things for kids to do. We have things for ladies to do. We have things for men to do. There's things to do for everybody. We get out and hand out tracts. We work on churches. We have, you might want a Bible school. Yeah. Sometimes it's just a matter of moving school supplies from one area to the schools and stocking the schools over there. There's all time things to do. Hair clinics. There's lots of things to do. We have two storage buildings over in Hazelwood that North Hazelwood's gotten for us, and one of them is going to be full of pews that Mission Baptist Church has already gave us. They're getting new chairs and stuff for the church, but the storage building is going to be full of stuff that we're getting. We already got a bunch of school supplies people have given, but we can use thousands and thousands of stuff like that. I mean, there's no end to it. Yeah. Spanish Bibles. The Reina Valera Bible. We only use King James Bible in English. We only use the Reina Valera in Spanish. And I should have mentioned that earlier, but the 1960 Reina Valera. And we could use those too. And the Beams Bible Association in Gulfport, Mississippi, prints the best Spanish Bible they are. It's a hardback Bible. You familiar with that? And we can use all of them we can get our hands on. We get about 2 million, listen to me folks, we give out 2 million gospel tracts a year. Million. 2 million. That's how many gospel tracts we get from Gospel Tract League in different places, and we hand them out to the pastors, and they give them out to their people, and we disperse over 2 million gospel tracts a year. I was sitting down one day, I'm just writing down what goes to the warehouse, and figuring out I couldn't believe how much materials and gospel literature goes out of the warehouse. That's amazing, isn't it? You think about that. Tell you what, folks, if you don't hand out gospel tracts, folks, If you don't carry gospel tracts, listen to me, kids. If y'all don't hand out gospel tracts and witness to your friends, you're backslidden. You're backslidden. You're backslidden on God. If you don't proclaim the gospel to your kids, to your friends, or adults, or if you don't hand out gospel tracts, you are backslidden. Because that is the gospel. That is the Word of God. Amen? That's the Word of God. I mean, go to grocery stores. Put them under the groceries at the grocery stores. Yeah. Just don't put the church name on it. Amen? It might get you for solicitation. Just leave this a plain gospel tract. When you get groceries, when you pick up your cereal box, put one under the other cereal box. Next one that comes to get that, guess what they're going to do? This must be for me. Because it's here waiting on me. You know how many people have been, you know how many pastors and evangelists have been saved by gospel tracts? Thousands. Thousands of people have been saved reading the gospel tract and hearing the gospel and calling somebody and saying, I need to know more about this. Amen? That's how powerful the Word of God is, folks. Hand them out. Preach the gospel to people. You know? Preaching the gospel is not being the pastor. Preaching the gospel is showing how to be saved. Amen? Tell them about how you got saved and what happened to you in your life. It's powerful, folks. It is. It's powerful. Yes. Any more questions, real quick?
What about clothes or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, kids' clothes, especially little boys' clothes, is hard to come by. Because most of the time they get... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. Store it up long enough so you get a big truck trailer full and just have somebody take it down there?
Well, when we get this warehouse over here full, I know Brother Clemens and his folks bring stuff down to us. He's got like one of those old NASCAR trailers and trucks. They bring a lot of stuff down to us and cars and stuff. But, yeah.
Do you need the clothes?
Anything.
What do you enjoy giving out when we give it? We don't necessarily.
He meant here, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll just put it. Yeah. We'll just put it over there, and you know where they're building the new Walmart over there in Hazelwood? Right behind there is a storage area. In the middle thing, we have two stores. There are 14, I think, or 12 by 20, and that's where we're storing everything. And if we run out, we'll get another one. We'll get another one. Yeah, and when it gets full, I'll just say, brother, well, I need to get this haul down here, and they'll get to praying about it, and somehow bring it. Amen? I told you, Pastor, I hadn't figured that part out about who's going to bring it yet, but the Lord will figure it out. Amen. It always gets there. Yeah. But vehicles is a real big problem too. I mean, you know, just something that runs and operates. You know, don't send something that don't have a motor or don't work, but something that just, if it's sitting around, you're not going to use it no more, and it's in your way, and you're mowing around it, send it down there. We're tax exempt. I can give you a tax number on it. It's all tax deductible. And we're tax exempt here and in Texas through our home church in Morganton, North Carolina. So... First time in history, listen to me, folks, this is how bad this is getting here. I want you to think about this a minute. First time in history, gas in Mexico is $1 a gallon cheaper than it is in the United States. First time in the history, Pemex Corporation, owned by the federal government, is $1 a gallon cheaper gas and $1.50 diesel cheaper than the United States of America. Now, what's wrong with that picture? A third world country can sell fuel cheaper than we can? Nothing wrong with that picture, folks. So it doesn't have anything to do with overseas either, does it? It's right here at home is our problem. Our government officials is the problem. Yep. Any more questions real quick? I know I've got to hurry. I don't mean to keep you all day. I'm sorry. No more questions? Listen, folks, thank y'all so much for allowing us to come. I've enjoyed the service here and the singing, and it's good to be in an area where people talk right, amen? But tell you what, please pray for us. Please pray for us, and if you please come and see us, too. We need your help. We need your help. We need your help. You know, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I tell you what, folks. One person can make a big difference in somebody else's life. We've had little girls, little young girls, teenage girls come down there and meet other friends in Mexico. And they've made relationship. And it's changed each other's lives over the years just by coming down there and visiting with us in a mission group. We've had teenagers saved. We've had people announce their call to preach in Mexico. It's just amazing what God can do if you'll come and be obedient unto His Word. It's amazing. But God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. And pray for us if you will.
It's all yours, bud.